Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. Today is October 10th, 2020. This is Jael coming to you from Texas. Today I want to talk to you about emotional healing and the spirit of offense. Emotional healing is the healing of damaged emotions. No wound is so deep that God cannot heal it. I hope you heard that. A wounded spirit is difficult to bear. However, inner healing, deliverance, freedom is possible. Your spirit can become wounded by sin, by enemies, unforgiveness, bitterness, or anger. And these attitudes must be dealt with in order to receive emotional healing. There's a lady I know who holds her offense like a blanket. All of the bad things that happen to her, and she has a right to be hurt by those things and even angry. However, it's been decades now, and so she's never gained healing for those things. And because she is unhealed, she cannot listen to a sermon without offense about forgiveness. She cannot listen to constructive criticism about her own anger or bitterness without offense. A healed person, however, can hear a sermon that's a little in your face. They can hear constructive criticism differently because they have the right perspective. They're not going to get offended. They are hearing with the ears of Christ. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle, Proverbs 18:19. Ouch! That is some harsh words right there, y'all. So, it's like chipping away at a brick when a person is offended. It may take a minute. It's not impossible, but it's going to take a minute. Matthew 24:10 says, "And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another." And that's the time that we're living in right now today in 2020. A lot of times we don't even realize that we're being set up for offense by the enemy because it's hidden within our own pride and self-righteousness, or through things like the news media or social media. The Pharisees and the Sadducees of Jesus' day were extremely prideful and self-righteous, and they were always offended by the things that Jesus did and said. Isaiah 46 says, "It is said that self-righteousness to God is being equivalent to being filthy rags." Now, that's a mouthful right there. Offense divides. Offense destroys. And offense brings about hatred. Doesn't it sound like 2020? Matthew 24:9-10 says, "Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another." Offense cannot coexist with the love of the Holy Spirit. Love is the opposite of hate. Love is the opposite of fear. Offense is the opposite of love. Offense is the opposite of fear. When someone else is offended, they can be difficult to live with or work with, or even like. This is tricky. Because you have no control over anyone else's emotions or reactions, only your own. What we can do, however, is show them love and grace and mercy. We can be kind. We can pray for them. We can pour holy oil on them, not literally, but spiritually through our prayers. Our words can be kind. And even though it's hard sometimes to be the bigger person and be the hands and feet of Jesus, we need to realize that this person needs mercy, grace, favor, compassion, and forgiveness. Now, the spirit of offense can come at us in many different ways. So let me break this down. The first way is through our mind. Romans 8:5-8 says, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The carnal mind is hostile toward God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. When offense takes root, the first place it's coming is after your mind. And once it attaches itself to your thoughts, you are unable to process things spiritually and biblically. You will no longer have clarity, and everything is cloudy. Everything's shaded and twisted. Offense attacks your sight or your vision. Proverbs 29:18 says, when there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. If people can't see what God is doing, then they will stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. Now, the problem is, when offense attacks or attaches itself to your sight, your vision, then there are veils or scales over your eyes. And the enemy will use that to distort your vision. You will now not be able to recognize what God is doing or even see God's hands in things. And you will no longer be able to envision your purpose. In fact, you'll see the opposite. Offense can attack your heart. Remember, it is out of the heart that the mouth speaks. It is out of the abundance of your heart that everything about your true intentions are revealed. Proverbs 6:16-19 says, these six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that are swift to run to mischief, a false witness who speaks lies, and he who sows discord among brethren. This is a very dangerous place to find yourself. The moment that offense attaches itself to your heart, everything you do becomes cautionary, toxic or dangerous, infected, destructive, tainted. Offense can attack your relationships. Proverbs 17:9 says, he who covers a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates friends. This has to be one of the biggest ways that the enemy uses offense, is to draw a wedge between people, between you and your coworker, between you and your spouse, between you and your parents, between you and your children, between you and your friends, between you and your pastor, between you and your board members. The enemy always wants to destroy relationships, especially godly relationships. James 1:19-20 talks about hearing. So offense can attack your ear gate. Therefore, my beloved brothers, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Excuse me. A spirit of offense will attach itself to your hearing in such a way that your natural hearing will be affected. But your spiritual hearing will be affected too. And you will not be able to process things the way that God wants you to. Your ears will prefer lies, manipulation, and deception over truth. The spirit of offense can attack you physically. Proverbs 16:24, pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. So when you're offended, it's as if your body has been attacked. And so when you hold on to bitterness, unforgiveness, rage, etc., it can take a toll on your physical health and maybe even cause a heart attack. Offense can affect time. Your time can be robbed because of offense. What do I mean by that? If you're offended by somebody, then you might lose years or decades of a potentially really good relationship. Ephesians 6:2-3 says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, so that it may be well with you and you will live long on the earth. When offense attaches itself to your time becomes consumed with pride, proving other people wrong. Or it consumes your time with unforgiveness and bitterness. Or it consumes your time with thinking of ways to seek revenge. Remember that the spirit of offense has one purpose, to destroy you. It is straight from the pits of hell. And the last way the spirit of offense can attach itself to you is through financial matters. Ecclesiastes 2:26 says, for to a man who is pleasing before him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy. But to the sinner, he gives the work of gathering and collecting to give him who is pleasing before God. Also, this is vanity and chasing the wind. So when it attaches itself to your money, you can become so bitter that you're offended at your church and you have church hurt, then you won't pay your tithes and offerings because you think it belongs to the people. And it's paying for their nice car that you saw or the vacation that you took that you saw on Facebook. Excuse me. Or the new house that they have. But the truth of the matter is all finances belong to God. You're paying your tithes to honor him, not buy your pastor a house. Okay? That's the wrong, faulty thinking of the enemy that comes through offense. So you can see how emotional healing is difficult if you're living with the spirit of offense because it's attacking you in multiple ways. So I pray today that you will no longer be offended, that if you are, that you will seek the Holy Spirit's guidance and ask him to help you to get over whatever it is, that you go to the other person that offended you, that you talk it out, that you pray it out, that you work it out. Guys, we just can't let the enemy win. We just can't. So pray today and ask God to reveal to you anything in your heart or in your life where there's an area of offense. Be blessed. Bye, y'all.